Lopez, no, Perez, P-E-R-E-Z, last name, first name, Herculana, H-E-R-C-U-L-A-N-A, 11731. This is a 91-year-old woman who comes in today, or 90-year-old woman who comes in today with wheezing. Patient recently was hospitalized with pneumonia. At that time, had irregular heartbeat, was told to follow up with a cardiologist, period. New paragraph. Patient continues to have wheezing off and on. And is especially off the steroids at this time. Patient has no history of tuberculosis in the past. Medications includes Duoneb, Symbicort, Tessalon, Metoprolol 25 milligram, Metformin 500 milligrams, synchronous sodium tablets, aspirin, and amiodarone, which is no longer taken for the past month or so. COVID immunizations up to date, allergy, non-social, no smoking, no drinking, lives with her family. Her daughter, phone number is 713-822-6259. Surgery, hip surgery. Recent medical, let's see, patient does not take blood sugar on a regular basis because her blood sugars have been pretty well controlled. She's too weak to stand up to be weighed, but her blood pressure is 135 over 80, pulse is 82, respiration is 18, O2 side is 95%. Heart positive, small positive, there's two no ectopics, lungs, wheezing, bilaterally, abdomen is soft, TMs are clear, posterior pharynx is clear, lower extremity shows no edema, neck shows no JVD, bedside echocardiogram shows mitral valve stenosis, vigorous ventricular action, ejection fraction around 50%. Chest x-ray shows no cardiomegaly, pleurifusion right side, and what looks like scarring in both lung bases. Assessment, number one, hypertension controlled. Number two, blood sugar, diabetes, blood sugar will be elevated with the prednisone, which was prescribed today. Number three, no antibiotic needed. Number four, continue with breathing treatments at least four times a day. Number five, prednisone taper. Number six, Decadron 8 milligram now. Number seven, check blood sugar. Number nine, call me on Friday. Number 10, a patient has no money to see the cardiologist at this time. We'll hold off on seeing the cardiologist. So we'll see how she responds to treatment. Next time is patient continues to be off the amiodarone. Next time is get hospital records as far as what kind of arrhythmia patient had at the time. Next time is patient will have blood work done next visit because of funds, again, to check her potassium and her sodium and such, along with hemoglobin A1C. Thank you.